I was halfway through writing my Sharper Point commentary. It was going to be all about Mace's newest police dog, who's assigned to the Special Victims Unit to comfort crime victims. And I was going to talk about how animals improve our lives until Jamie West sent me a story that made me switch topics midstream because I got so ticked off. Body cam footage from March just came to light that shows a La Paz County Sheriff's deputy pulling over State Representative Paul Mosley for doing 97 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone just north of Parker. That's in the western part of our state. The deputy says that when he walked up to Mosley's Lexus, he was dangling a card out the window that shows, la-di-da, he's an elected state representative, and suggested the deputy not bother writing him a ticket because he's covered by legislative immunity. Incidentally, he was going fast enough that the deputy could have arrested him. However, he gave him a break and a warning. It was then that Mosley fessed up that he drives much faster than 97 from time to time.
Yeah, I go 130, 140, 120.
Yeah, he said 140 miles an hour. And he thinks he gets a pass because enough people voted for his gigantic ego? At least now the La Paz County attorney says he's referred a review of the deputy's report to the Cochise County attorney's office, so Mosley just might get his comeuppance. In the meantime, maybe we can get back to talking about our first topic, police dogs. I have an idea for another kind of police dog. How about we train one to detect BS? If one like that had been riding along with our La Paz deputy, that dog would have gone nuts if asked to sniff Representative Mosley's car because of the, I can do 140 miles an hour because I'm special attitude. An attitude that Mosley reeks of.